A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Peter entered, Cornelius met him and, falling at his feet, paid him homage. Peter, however, raised him up, saying, "Get up, I myself am also a human being." Then Peter proceeded to speak and said, "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears God and acts uprightly is acceptable to God." While Peter was still speaking these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to the word. The circumcised believers who had accompanied Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also, for they could hear them speaking in tongues and glorifying God. Then Peter responded, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit even as we have?" He ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, the word of the Lord. In several parts of the world, today is Mother's Day, so I would like to wish a happy day to all our mothers. In fact, in a certain way, I think we could say that every day is Mother's Day. Mothers are, after all, part of everyday life, kind of like God is part of everyday life. In today's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, Peter has a kind of mother moment that ends up changing his life forever. In a way, this story is Peter's version of Paul's Damascus experience, albeit a bit less dramatic. St. Paul was blinded and knocked to the ground so that he could finally see that there are no boundaries, no fences, no walls or borders in God's heart. Before his conversion, Saul had a small, narrow heart filled with hateful violence. But Jesus took care of that and set him free. And now, today, Peter has a similar experience, thanks to his surprising encounter with Cornelius and his extended family. "In truth, I see that God shows no partiality," exclaims Peter with great humility. The story goes on to say that Peter was astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit should have been poured out on the Gentiles also. And today's Psalm 98 invites us to break out into song because God's salvation has been made known to all the nations. And the second reading today from the first letter of John reminds us that everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God. So I really believe that mothers and God have a lot in common. They both have big, wide, open hearts. And though there are some exceptions, of course, it's difficult for us to imagine a mother loving some of her children but not the others. Mothers, like God, almost always love without partiality. Their hearts are expansive, welcoming, and universal, like God's. Sometimes the church is called a mother, too. A little more than 50 years ago, Pope John the 23rd, the good Pope John, promulgated an encyclical about the Church's important involvement in social issues. He called the encyclical Mater et Magistra, noting that the Church is both a mother and a teacher. I think that today's scripture readings are inviting all of us to be mothers and teachers, to embrace the world with all its diversity, with wide open hearts full of compassion and understanding. This is, after all, what God does. Sometimes, though, our church can be small-hearted, building fences between those who are in and those who are out. The two great pillars of the church, Peter and Paul, also fell into this temptation. But God, gentle like a mother, took them by the hand and led them into an experience of wide open, universal love. In truth, I see now that God shows no partiality. Rather, in every nation, whoever fears God and acts uprightly is acceptable to God. Wow, those are pretty powerful words. Mother Teresa of Calcutta once told a story of taking a bag of rice to a Hindu woman whose children were starving. Mother Teresa could see in the eyes of the children the tragedy of hunger. No sooner had she given the woman the rice when the woman poured half of it into a bag and walked out of the simple hut that served as the family's home. Mother Teresa described her confusion and surprise at the woman's actions. And when she returned half an hour later with an empty rice bag, Mother Teresa asked, "Where did you go? What did you do with the rice that I brought for you and your children?" The Hindu woman looked at Mother Teresa with her wide, deep, and hungry eyes and said, "They are hungry too. There is a Muslim family with many children, and they are hungry too." Without thinking twice, the Hindu woman had shared the much-needed rice with a Muslim family. She responded the way God responds, showing no partiality, just simple, pure love. Everyone who loves is begotten by God and knows God, says St. John in today's second reading. The text goes on to say, this is love, not that we have loved God, but that God loved us. Yeah, God loved us first, and the sacrifice of Jesus has become the bread of life for us. The Hindu woman was both a mother and a teacher, mater et magistra. Though it meant a great sacrifice, she taught her children that God shows no partiality, for God is love. Yes, God is like a mother. And today I give thanks for those mothers who show us the face of God. Happy Mother's Day.